Let's see if we've got them all. First of all, do we have Mavs owner Mark Cuban with us? Good morning.
Musers!
Hey, Mark, how are you? Thanks for joining us. Also, yeah. I believe we have Rangers and Stars owner Tom Hicks. Good morning.
Hello. It's certainly a good morning.
Well, thank you, it is, and have a good day in Texas. And also, I believe we have Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones.
Hi, good morning to you, man.
Whoa, okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jerry. Well, we thought we'd start off the conversation by asking the question that has been the basic question asked throughout this hot sports debate. Are you a good owner or a bad owner? Tell us why you think you're a good owner. Mark Cuban?
Ooh, baby, there you go.
Okay. Doesn't really answer our question, but perhaps, Tom Hicks, you can tell us why you think you're a good owner.
I think I'm a terrific owner. I'm extremely rich, tall, bore everyone to death when I talk, but I have added A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez.
Right.
We just got some sort of a Chinese pitcher. It's supposed to be good.
Chan Ho Park.
And I'm putting the team on a winning track.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking with Vin Scully 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he agreed that, it is special. It's sports is special to a lot that goes on around here.
Yeah.
People in cities or nations, if you will, tend to look over at sports as a, well, sort of when they're dressed like a respite.
Yeah, I think we've heard that speech before somewhere, but that's interesting stuff. We need to move it along, though, Mr. Hicks, to Jerry Jones. Jerry, can you tell us why you consider yourself a good owner?
Yes, I can, George.
It's Craig.
We, at the Cowboys, I'm assuming you're talking about the Dale stuff.
Yes.
I mean, you're making reference to it, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, oddly enough, I agree with Dale that I suck.
You do?
Yeah, I think I suck big time, but that's off the record, of course.
Well, we're now, on the air right
now.
Well, now,
on the record, I would say, positivity, excited, Cowboy organization, Troy Aikens,
Okay, we'll quote you on that.
And I'll issue a press release with a copy of my comment just there in about 10 minutes.
Okay, fair enough. One more question before we let you guys go. The role of a general manager in your franchise. Mark Cuban, first, it appears you're the general manager of the Mavericks.
Keep on finding me, David. David Stern can suck my...
Okay. It wasn't really the question. I guess you're still fixated on the officials
and
Stern.
Dale, I'm going to get you.
Okay.
I wish you would. if you need some hitman, I got some, too.
So
do I. I have them, too.
Should probably be a private conversation. Well, Tom Hicks, tell us about the role of the general managers under you with the Stars and Rangers. Tom?
I was... processing your question. The role of GM, in my opinion, is to kiss my big Tom Hicks ass and not to have a big tickly mustache while you're doing it, or you'll lose your job. Also, he can't be a Canadian.
Okay.
Did I mention the kiss my ass part?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Jerry Jones, what about the role of a general manager in your organization? Clearly, you play that role.
Well, that's true, and it is, and we do, but we don't at the same time with you, and we do. I think that I don't understand where people's criticisms come from complaining about me as general manager.
You couldn't run a Dairy Queen.
You watch it. I've got Hitman, as I referenced.
I do, too.
But could you explain to me a little bit about what people have a problem with?
Well, they just they don't think you're a very good general manager, that you make bad decisions.
Well, George, did you enjoy those three Super Bowls?
What's Craig? And
did you enjoy those three Super Bowls? I hope you did. Ooh. I hope you did. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did.
Keep on finding me.
Okay. Hey, guys, we appreciate the time. Mark Cuban, Tom Hicks, and Jerry Jones joining us this morning.
I have to...
Yeah.